Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we have a tale of supernatural forces and family. But before that, I've got this little thing for you. I found it just recently. It's a very short piece by a stand-up comic from Finland whose name is Ismo.
And I figured the best way to remember all these acronyms is a little song. So I made this little song. It's the acronym song. I took the melody from another song. You might recognize it. It's a song that has lots of letters in it. It's the alphabet song, okay. But I modified it, okay. ABC, NBC, HBO, MTV. PTSD from DMV. DUI with SUV. IBS. OCD. FYI. STD.
Oh, that's wonderfully silly. I'm glad I found that and could bring it to you. And now, back to our main feature for the evening. Sometimes when you're traveling, it's really nice to be able to stop off at a roadside diner or take a break. And that's what's happening tonight at the Rolling Donut. People have stopped by for a coffee and a little meal off the griddle and, well, strange things begin to happen, and there is supernatural forces manifesting. It comes to us from Nicholas Thurkettle at the Earbud Theater. We've played works of theirs for you before. Earbudtheater.com. This one's called Dead Winds at the Rolling Donut.
The damn coffee pot zapped me.
What?
I said your cheap old coffee maker gave me an electric shock.
Where did you touch it?
On the pot handle that I grab 500 times per shift.
Huh. Weird.
Huh. Weird.
Did it zap you this time?
No.
All right. If it happens again, tell me.
Oh, you'll hear about it if it happens again. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Rolling Donut. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey there.
All right.
Coffee for the two of you? Sugar and creamer's right there. I'll give you a minute with the menu. You think it's the wiring?
What?
Why the coffee pot zapped me? Old wiring.
Bulls!
Maybe it's static electricity.
Hey, Bulls!
What is it?
Oil in the fryer's a funny color.
If it's old, change it out.
I don't mean old color, I mean funny color.
Can you see what he's talking about?
I got customers.
All right.
Y'all know what you want.
Biscuits and gravy, eggs easy.
Scrambled and sausage. What kind of toast you got?
With butter or without?
With.
Got it. Order in.
Tunnel's closed.
Can't get through tonight.
Now, that's a relief, you ask me.
On what account?
We won't go by that hill.
You know about the hill?
Seen it with my own eyes.
Me too. That light coming up from behind the hill. Like no other light I ever seen.
Yeah, buddy told me what it is. He was in a bar, heard some Air Force brass yapping. Over that hill is where they keep it.
Keep what?
Spaceship. Alien spaceship.
Spaceship. Your buddy heard wrong, partner. It's a ship all right, but it ain't alien. It's hypersonic stealth. Goes from here to China in 60 minutes. Pow! Only people who lived on the space station can pilot it, on account of the way zero gravity softens their bones.
Oh, is that right?
On my mother's grave.
60 minutes to China? Damn. That's faster than the tunnels through the earth.
The hell you say? Tunnels through the earth.
They are real. On my mother's grave.
Piss on your mother's grave.
What? My mother was a saint.
Fellas off.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
Food's coming directly. Welcome to the Rolling Donut. How y'all doing tonight?
Evening.
Hi. Sit yourself anywhere. Here's a couple of menus. I'll be by with your waters and silverware in a sec, okay?
Thank you. You're all right?
Sure.
What meal do you even look for at this hour? Second dinner? Early breakfast?
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Don't play with that.
I'm not gonna break anything.
Usually people don't break things because they intend to.
Dad, I've heard it.
Well, it's still good advice. I got more careful with everything the day I first
held you right here in the crook of my arm.
And the capital of Montana is?
I don't know.
Well, then you don't remember everything I've ever said to you, do you?
Here you are. You decide on drinks? Some coffee, maybe?
Coffee for me, yeah.
Strawberry milkshake?
Let me check that we got that.
Won't all that sugar keep you up?
Isn't that why you're ordering coffee?
Rocky, we got strawberry ice cream.
Check the freezer.
Hoping for a little more help than that, but okay.
Order up!
In a minute. Buffalo Joe, you hear that?
Order up!
Buffalo Joe, I'm talking to you. Did you hear that?
What?
Freezer making noise like it wants to eat me?
I got my own problem.
Oh my God, this is cold. This is way colder than normal. Whoa. That's weird. Hey, Rocky?
What?
The freezer is way too cold and making weird noises, and we've got strawberry ice cream, but it's, bleeding.
What?
Weird stuff's running down the sides.
Like a leak?
Not ice cream. If it was ice cream, I wouldn't call it weird stuff. Ow! Okay, you saw that right. I didn't even touch the coffee pot, and it just zapped me again.
If we can't serve coffee, we might as well close. Use a towel or something to grab it.
Gremlin's crawling around our diner, and he says, use a towel. Looks like we've got that ice cream for that milkshake, young lady. We'll have that out in just a second. Y'all know what you want.
I'm fine with coffee.
I want spaghetti.
Super salad with that.
Salad.
Is the spaghetti quick? We're trying to get to Greenville tonight. We've got a hotel there.
It's normal speed spaghetti. I'll put it in.
You won't get to Greenville tonight.
What?
Yeah, they closed the tunnel.
Order in!
Isn't there a way around? A side road?
Oh, yeah. There's a side road. 50 miles deep into the woods with no phone signal. Too small for a truck, but you might squeeze through if you feel like taking 3 hours.
We passed a hotel 20 minutes ago. It looked pretty nice.
Pumpkin.
Don't call me that.
Hazel, we're on a schedule. Why would they close the tunnel?
Isn't that the question?
They'll tell you it's road work.
But these are the nights when they test the ship.
What ship?
They're crazy. Don't listen to them.
I can hear you, stranger. I don't blame you for calling me crazy. If I was you and I heard me say the things I'm saying, I'd think I was crazy too, if I was you. But I'm me, and I seen it myself.
Don't pump the table, Pumpkin. You've seen a ship?
It's a light. Over that hill, just beyond the tunnel. Strangest light you ever saw.
You old nut bars. That light isn't a spaceship, it's the drive-in.
What?
Order it!
A drive-in theater. Last one in the state. They shine a big flickering light at the screen.
Maybe that's what they want you to think.
Hazel, I said don't bump it.
I'm not.
Order! her up!
I heard you the first time. Whoever they are, they're doing a damn good job fooling me because I took my kids there last week. Biscuits and gravy, eggs easy, scrambled and sausage, toast with. Now, you want more coffee or are you afraid it's actually alien juice?
Coffee.
Never. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. There's a thought. Did aliens give us coffee?
Coffee beans come from the same countries as them Nazca lines. That's science right there.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. What the hell is happening? Miss, our table, it's jumping on its own.
Will somebody see if there's a full moon? Because I swear this place is haunted tonight. Ow! You see? See? Does anyone care that this coffee pot's attacking me?
Jamie, new customers!
A mid-milkshake over here.
Okay.
Can you feel it?
Yes. Yes, I can feel it. This is definitely the place.
Isn't it just charming?
Charming. Exactly the word I was going to use.
Oh, there's even a jukebox.
We could drop a nickel and hear a golden oldie.
Are we golden oldies yet, do you think?
Never. I'll be in my prime till I'm dead.
Ooh, that made my heart flutter.
Evening, ladies. Welcome to the Rollin' Donut. Oh, just like they used to say.
What did they used to say?
You never heard that. When you're mad and you tell someone, oh, go take a flying leap at a rolling donut.
Never. Must be an Indiana thing.
Oh, you've never minded this Indiana thing. Oh, apologies, young man. Mary Beth here isn't the woman of the world I am.
She's from Ohio. Birthplace of seven presidents.
None of the good ones. Did you want a booth or to sit at the counter?
You don't have a treadmill we could eat at.
Leave the young man alone. A booth will be fine. This way, please.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Non-smoking is best, but we're kind of high and dry at this point, so whatever you have that's most affordable... Yes, I have AAA. Thank you. They're fitting us in.
Do they have a pool?
Well, you have to be on the road by 8. You're not gonna swim.
Here's a couple of menus for you. Jamie's your server. She'll be with you in 2 shakes with some silverware and coffee. Looks wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Penelope, what are we doing?
Oh, I think I want a salad, but not a healthy one. One of those salads that it's like a big sandwich exploded.
Southwest chicken?
Maybe. What were you thinking?
Open-faced turkey, my favorite. They should put me in charge of the calendar. It would be Thanksgiving every Thursday.
What does it come with?
Mashed potatoes, stuffing, and gravy.
Do you think they would do french fries instead?
Do you want them to do french fries instead?
Of course.
Well, look at this darling little soup and salad combo they do.
For me, you mean?
Well, I would take the soup.
What is the soup?
We'll have to ask.
That wouldn't give me much salad.
You could have mine.
I could get 2 different salads.
One good, one wicked.
The perfect combination. Okay, so what do we do if the soup isn't one you want?
Hazel, don't eavesdrop.
It's just cute. I like it.
Oh, we're not bothered, young man. We come in everywhere like a brass band.
She need a pound of cotton in her ears not to hear us.
Here's that milkshake and a straw for you, darling. Gave you a little extra whipped cream since it sounds like a hard night for you.
Thank you.
Where are y'all headed, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, we're taking her to college.
Oh.
We're not eavesdropping.
We're absolutely eavesdropping.
But nice eavesdropping.
Isn't that something? Where at?
Menlo College in Atherton, California. I'm studying entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship? So, like, how to start a business? Maybe talk to Rocky over there. He might need a refresher.
What?
Love you, boss. I'll be back to check on you in a minute. Thanks for waiting, ladies. Can I start you with some coffee?
Oh, to the tip top, please.
Decaf for me if you can.
I can start a pot.
Oh, don't put yourself out. Iced tea, then.
It'll have caffeine.
Yes, but I'll have the illusion that it's all right because I didn't order coffee. Hush, Penelope.
Iced tea it is. Any questions on the menu?
One very important one first. What is the soup tonight?
Buffalo Joe, what's the soup?
Butternut squash.
Really?
Oh, it's a dream come true. We're so lucky, aren't we, Penelope?
You said it best. The happier we are, the luckier we get.
All right, then. I'm having the open-faced turkey sandwich, french fries instead of mashed potatoes, if you could, bless you. Oh, whatever she wants on the salad.
Oh, blue cheese on her salad. You can just bring that to me. And I'll have the soup and salad combination with the Southwest chicken. And you can leave that scrumptious butternut squash with Mary Beth here. Only you should definitely bring me a second spoon.
Open face, fries not mashed, blue cheese, soup and salad, Southwest. Do I got it?
At championship speed. What's your name, beautiful?
Jamie.
Jamie. Could you do us a favor and send your manager over when he's got a moment? There's something we need to speak with him about.
Sure thing. Order in.
I wonder how long this place has been here.
It says on the menu, since 1957.
Oh, sharp eyes. Must have been different back then, opening a place up. Whoever opened it probably hadn't studied entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Milkshake good?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse us. We've had a brainstorm.
Please say if you're not interested.
But we're so excited about the adventure you're on.
We're addicted to friend making. We're just warning you now.
We wanted to propose sharing a table for this meal.
Or we can leave you alone, too. It's absolutely your choice.
Sure. Yes, please.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Order up.
Good. We don't have to take the table by force.
So aggressive.
You love it. Now, this is very important. Is your name really Hazel?
Yeah.
A perfect name for you. Good job, Dad.
Yes. Daniel.
Good job, Dad, Daniel. You've raised an amazing daughter who's going to, what was
Menlo it? College?
I have never heard of it, and it sounds wonderful.
Got the soup and the salad blue cheese, and your spaghetti.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Rocky, our night manager. You said you wanted to speak with him.
If there's anything wrong with your service tonight, we'll be
in the slightest. We are falling more in love with your rolling donut by the moment.
Then...
We wanted to ask a favor.
A big favor.
A strange favor. But really, we need a favor from everyone here, but you're the manager, so we're starting with you.
Oh, this is the most anxious part.
I'm confused. What's happening?
We had a little girl. Oh. I'm getting emotional already.
Well, don't start with that part.
I'm sorry. I should get back to
strange
work.
Strange things are happening here tonight, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Rocky, the coffee pot. And the freezer and Buffalo Joe's oil going a weird color.
Didn't say weird color, said funny color.
Ah, cram it, Buffalo Joe.
Our table's been jumping.
Is that what you mean by strange?
Jamie, they just got here. They just...
That's precisely what we mean. We can tell you why, and then we're going to ask you a favor.
To make it stop?
It will stop either way in a couple of hours, we promise. But it's a chance for us, you see, and... Oh, you start.
We had a little girl. Please, pull up a chair.
Okay. Jamie, could you check on... something?
Hell no, I want to know why the coffee pot is zapping me.
We wanted to have a child, and as we talked about which of us was going to
do the duty,
to carry it, we decided to adopt instead. If a child who wants parents is already there...
Why wait? It seemed like the most natural thing.
And so, we adopted Quinn.
I have a picture. Our Quinn.
Oh, yes.
Wow, yeah.
She's really cute.
So cute. The joy of our lives. So bright and strong. Do you know she was taking pilot lessons at 14?
Can you imagine? 14, and she's handling an airplane? Mary Beth and I are watching from the ground, screaming every moment.
And then we lost her.
It was a tornado. She was at a coffee shop.
On her first date. Well, we think it was her first date.
He liked her. What smart boy wouldn't like her?
It collapsed in the storm, and she was...
Shh, it's okay. It's okay.
I keep thinking how afraid she must have been.
I'm so sorry.
We didn't come here just to make you all cry, we promise.
Oh, I'm just a big blob of jello sometimes.
Don't sweat it. I've got two kids myself.
Yeah, I've got three.
We were inconsolable.
Hearts shattered.
I didn't laugh for 18 months. You could imagine. Me.
And I tried.
You saved me. She saved me.
But then, the most extraordinary thing happened.
Quinn found us.
Strange things started happening. No one could explain it.
We did some research. Oh, this is the boring part, but we found out we could talk to her.
Only at the right times and places.
She needs help, you see. Some help from her side and some help from our side.
So we sold everything. Bought that big camper out there.
We travel the highways, following the signs.
She shows us the way, our brave pilot.
So, the things happening here?
They're Quinn.
She's signaling that there's an opportunity here.
You mean we can meet her? Like, meet her spirit?
Maybe. Hopefully. But only if everyone here agrees.
It's our rule. If anyone objects, we finish our meal and move along.
What are you asking us?
Right. The ritual.
The ritual of Vanth.
What the hell is Vanth?
Vanth is the Huntress.
When there's a catastrophe, when people die before their time, Vanth leads their spirits safely to the afterlife.
She was there for our Quinn.
Vanth. Is that Greek? Roman?
Etruscan. And if we call at the right place and the right time...
And with the right help...
Then Vanth will bring Quinn for a visit.
Dad, can we help?
I don't even know what we're supposed to...
Someone in here has a resonance. They can be a vessel for Quinn.
That's why we need everyone's permission. Someone in here... Our daughter can speak through someone in here, but we won't know who until we start.
Is it dangerous?
It's quite an experience, you can imagine.
Quite safe. We've done it 100 times.
There can be surprises, complications. We don't want to mislead you.
But we've done it 100 times.
I'll do it.
Hazel?
I want to meet Quinn. She sounds awesome.
Yeah, I've got to see this. Let's do it.
It's awkward to say, but I have to ask on behalf of the owner, if anything breaks...
We'll pay for it, of course.
Then... Okay.
Buffalo Joe, you good?
Does it count against my break?
It won't!
Knock yourselves out!
Hey, you two, you been listening?
I was in the can. What's up?
They're gonna summon their dead daughter.
Using one of us as a medium?
Yep, it's Etruscan.
Etruscans. Huh. Might have figured.
Dad?
What?
You're the last one.
Oh, yeah, if everyone's... don't let me stop you.
Thank you. Thank you all. We use candles. I'll get one.
Oh, not the broken one. Use that one.
We've used it before.
But the drips on it look extra beautiful, I think.
We're going to walk around with this. We'll be careful, Mr. Manager.
Thank you.
There's a tunnel. From our world to the world beneath.
The tunnel is closed and dark.
But when spirits on both sides call, Khulsu may open the gate.
Open and light the torch to guide the way, Khulsu.
The dead winds flow through the tunnel.
Through the portal where they see our flame, the flame in our world.
And when they have seen the way, then Vanth will come and bring the spirit to us.
Vanth, the great huntress, there is no one who knows the path better.
It's you. See? No matter where we take the candle, the winds come from you and push the flame.
Me?
Dad?
Order up!
Damn it, Buffalo Joe! We got a ritual happening!
I never thought I'd... What does it mean that it's me? Am I sick or something?
It's nothing like that. You just resonate.
I resonate?
Maybe on another night, at another time, you might not resonate. But here, tonight, you're the one. You can bring Quinn to us.
Well, I thought it'd be someone else. But we're supposed to be further down the road by now.
Dad, you can help them talk to their daughter.
Well, what will it be like?
We're told it's sort of like standing very close to a stranger, like in an elevator. She'll be near you, as near as a soul can be.
You'll feel her spirit, and you'll lend her your voice.
Okay, let me get some coffee in me. Oh, I'm out.
I got you there, cowboy.
Thanks. Okay, tell me what to do.
Look into the candle's light. Focus right in the center until it seems like there's a beam, a line of the brightest light connecting your eyes directly to the flame. Good. Good. Hold on to that image and close your eyes.
I'm going to wave some herbs and things under your nose to awaken senses and memories.
My memories are hers.
Both. Now breathe.
That jukebox is broken. It shouldn't play.
Tonight is the night when the broken things can be remembered.
Yes. There's movement in the tunnel. Someone is coming.
No one disturb this flame. If the candle goes out before Vanth returns, we could lose her in the tunnel forever.
It's hard to breathe.
Go deeper, Daniel. The air is there, all you need. Breathe her into you.
It's dark. Where am I? I feel
heavy. I know that sound. Why can't I see? Oh, this person's eyes are closed. Mama M and Mama P!
Hello, Quinn.
You found me.
You showed us the way again.
Dad! You're Quinn.
Is this your dad I'm in?
Yeah, I'm Hazel. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Thanks for helping, Hazel's dad.
You're welcome.
Stars above. It's really real. We're talking to a ghost.
Hey! Put the phones away.
I've got to document the truth.
Move out of the way. My camera's got more pixels.
It's not about pixels. It's about framing.
Get out of it. No. It's my camera. I'm using my camera.
Don't worry. The phones will glitch. They always do.
How are you, dearest one?
I'm wonderful. It's hard to put into words, really. Sometimes I don't really feel like I'm Quinn anymore. I'm becoming something bigger. And Quinn's like this old coat that's starting to get tight.
But you still love to wear it?
Of course.
Hi, let's pause here for, less than a minute for a couple of announcements.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.
That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and online at kfai.org.
And you're listening too.
Hello? You're listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground. Modern audio theater on Fresh Air Radio.
I knew that.
Hi, glad you made it back. I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're listening to a tale of supernatural forces at a roadside diner. From Earbud Audio Theater, let's go back to Dead Winds at the Rolling Donut.
Where are we today?
We are at the most adorable little all-night diner, the Rolling Donut.
Do you mind if we eat while we talk? Otherwise, it's just going to sit here and torture us.
No, eat. Everybody eat if you want.
Order up!
Jamie?
Right. Yeah, duty calls.
We'll leave you alone. Everyone enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Quinn, we saw a little plane today as we were driving.
A two-seater, just like you were training on.
It was flying right alongside the highway. We were almost going the same speed.
That's not true. If it went as slow as you, it would fall from the sky. We held hands and watched, and we looked at each other and didn't have to say a word. We imagined you up there at the wheel.
The yoke, Penelope. It's called the yoke.
That sounds so cool. Did you see mountains? I was hoping you'd drive through mountains to get to our next meeting.
Oh, spectacular peaks.
Breathtaking.
Don't want to disturb. I've just got your open-faced turkey here.
Oh, marvelous.
It's funny. When I'm in the tunnel, I can sort of see the whole world. Like every place on Earth is a series of flat circles shuffling past me. And when I step through one, it could be 1,000 miles away from the last one, and I wouldn't know for sure. I usually go by smell. This place smelled great.
You hear that, Buffalo Joe? They smelled your food in the afterlife.
It's the dry rub. Hits them every time.
Hazel, that was your name, right? You're eating. What are you eating?
Spaghetti and a strawberry milkshake.
Oh, I miss milkshakes. Sometimes we eat here to remember the taste, but it's not the same. You don't have a body, so you don't get the sugar rush, or that weird feeling where you're sick from having too much, but you feel great because you had too much.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna be sick after this.
Your dad's worried about you. Sorry, that's not my business. Thoughts can spill over sometimes.
I know. I'm fine, though.
I know. Or he knows. That's kind of what he's worried about.
I don't understand.
I understand.
It's a parenting thing.
He keeps thinking about his arm.
The crook of his arm. It's this thing he says, like he has to keep reminding me of when I was a baby.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't know who held me. I didn't meet Mama M and Mama P until I was 3.
We hugged you enough to make up for it, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hazel here is on her way to Menlo College.
It's an excellent school. They only take geniuses like her.
I was just starting to think about college back then. Are you excited?
I think I'll be happy when I get there. Mostly, I just want to be there, you know? I feel like I've been waiting and waiting for my real life to start. Sorry. Wow, you sound like a jerk. You never even got this far.
I mean, I can't be mad about it. I mean, literally, I can't seem to be mad here. I can never describe this place. It's like I can only point out the ways that it's not like where you are. And that's one way. Can't get mad.
It's really cool that there's, like, an afterlife.
Well, yeah. But like I said, as time goes by, I feel less and less like Quinn. Who you are right now, this might be your only chance to be that person.
She just keeps getting smarter.
Right? Who told her she could get that smart?
How's the camper holding up?
200,000 miles and still trekking. Penelope here changed the timing belt herself last time.
I love the savage way you look at me when I get my hands dirty.
200,000 miles since we started visiting. I can't even imagine.
Well, you've been so courteous not to pop in on an island. Though, we're not opposed.
Listen to this one. She's angling for Hawaii. Watch out.
What was that?
Did you feel it?
Quinn, are you all right?
Something's... I don't know what's happening.
Whoa. Seriously, what is that? Whoa. Is this safe?
Wait.
You should go back through the gate before things get out of hand.
Lamp, brave huntress, watch over our Quinn. Help her find her way.
I'm trying to go. I can't. I don't know what it is. I'm stuck.
What? The flame! Watch the flame!
Get more candles from your bag.
Right. Hazel, you and I will each hold one of these and keep a hold on Mary Beth.
God, this wind. Quick, light them. Hulsu, please. Please don't close the gate. We can't lose her.
Quinn, what's happening?
Something in this body, it's pulling me. I can't get free of it.
Dad, are you holding on to her?
He's barely conscious. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Dad, let her go.
He's not trying to do it. It's like, he just has a hole in him.
A hole?
Ow!
Get out, spirit!
Stop doing that!
Gotta get that spirit out!
You show that, ghost cook.
Get your shoulder into it.
That won't work. You're just hurting Daniel's body.
Buffalo Joe, you back off or I'll tell him your real name.
The hell you would!
The hell I wouldn't!
Oh, what's happening?
Dad, you're awake.
I am. I feel so crowded.
Quinn is still inside of you.
Where are we? We've got to get you to school.
Quinn, can you hear us?
Uta said yes.
Quinn?
It sounded like it was inside my head.
She's losing control. She's going to get trapped.
Dad, you need to let Quinn go or she'll be lost forever.
Quinn. I remember that name. She died, right? She was your daughter and she died. There's that voice again. It's saying, I'm still here.
She said there's a hole in you. And there is. I put it there.
What?
All I wanted to do is not be a kid anymore. And everything you say, every look you give me, I can still feel how you still see a kid and I get so mad.
When do these winds stop? We have to finish the spell to reverse them.
And if you don't?
We really don't know.
Maybe we all get carried off to Oz.
Or more of the dead start coming through.
Hazel, I
can't let her get trapped. Please. Please, if you let her go, I'll stay.
I want to. I don't know how.
Please. I'll go to a school in town. I'll stay at home.
Hazel, don't you dare. If you don't grow up, I'll never forgive you.
Penelope, your candle.
Oh, God. Why won't it brand light?
But, Dad, the hole in
you. Remember when you started sixth grade? And you were 5 inches taller by the end of the year?
Yeah.
We had to buy you new clothes 3 times. It seemed like it would never stop. And you would tell me how your legs were hurting all the time. Remember what I said?
It's growing pains.
Yes. Growing pains. It hurts because we're alive. And you're moving to the next phase. Every day for a parent is growing pains. It's always too fast.
But you wouldn't trade that pain for anything.
I wouldn't.
Dad, I...
Wait, I can hear her. She says she has an idea, but she can't do it while I'm conscious. No way to do this gently, I guess. Buffalo Joe, if you would.
Can do!
We'll keep you propped up, friend.
Yeah, we'll keep a hold of you.
And you keep a hold of me.
What?
Just put your arm around me and think about how I'm always here.
In the crook of my arm. Thank you, Pumpkin. Okay, let's go.
Sorry in advance for this. I'll buy you a beer after.
Oh!
Quinn? Quinn, can you hear us?
I can! Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Now you had an idea.
I do. You're not gonna like it.
Tell us, please. We're running out of time.
I can feel the part of me that's stuck. It's like it's plugging a drain.
What do you mean, part of you?
The part of me that's Quinn, that part that sometimes feels like an old coat that's too tight, I think I can get loose from it, leave it plugging the hole, and that way I can get back. But I'll never be able to visit again.
No.
This time was always going to come.
Quinn!
You have to hurry.
Penelope? I don't know if I can...
Look out! Oh,
Jamie, is that an explosion?
Look out! Watch your feet!
Hazel, your candle is out. Please, help me protect this one.
Rocky, step in close here. We've got to help.
Okay. I'm here.
Penelope.
I know.
It's time.
I know. Quinn.
It will be okay. Don't be afraid.
Everyone, please, pay attention. We'll need your help.
Mama P?
Go! I'm ready.
Van, we praise your vision. We thank you for your grace and courage.
Jamie, darling, if you have some towels in the back, you might want to get them.
Sure thing. Sometimes the dead winds flow our way, but always they return. Tell Pulsu the spirits are returning.
Hold the gate for her and beckon her home.
It's working. I can feel it.
We thank you, Ben, shepherd of the stolen souls.
Good night.
You'll find me again. I promise.
Oh, God. Jeez, what a night. Start picking up.
Wow.
Dad? Can you hear me? Are you...
Is that it?
Now I know why they wanted the towels.
Is my dad all right?
He looks passed out. I'll get some water. And, a mop and things.
Can you help me move him away from the puke?
Come on now.
All right. Now. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Mary Beth.
She's gone.
I know. Come here. We did okay, didn't we? We took good care of her.
She knew she was loved. Every moment she was here.
I wasn't ready.
Me neither.
Dad? Dad, can you hear me?
What? My head.
You're okay.
What happened? I remember the candle. And then... like a dream... like I was stuck in an elevator and everyone was yelling.
It was a little crowded in your head there for a bit.
Oh. What am I tasting?
You puked a whole lot. Could win a medal for all this puke if they gave medals.
Something else. What is it? Macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni.
No! Macadamoni! Mary Beth!
It's what Quinn always called it. Her favorite food as a kid.
I remember. How do I remember? It's not a moment. It's more like a feeling.
It's what Quinn said. That piece of her she left behind.
It plugged the drain. You're carrying our daughter's memory in you now.
I am. There's more. I can feel it. Let me... Oh, feeling dizzy here. Oh! Ah, hell of a lump on my head.
That was me. Don't sue the joint. I take full... legally, I did it.
Nothing to worry about.
Watch your feet. I'm gonna get as much of this glass as I can.
Hey, you boys, you're welcome to help anytime.
I'm going to call my dad.
I'm going to call my son.
Let's do it side by side. I'll be there for you after.
I'd be grateful, stranger.
Let's go. The night seems less
important. Jerks didn't pay.
Don't worry. Knowing them, they'll tell everyone for 500 miles what they saw. Could be great for business, if you play up the mystery.
The Rolling Donut. Breakfast all day, talk to the dead.
Well, I know I would check it out. Ladies, did you get what you were looking for?
Daniel, we are forever in your debt.
Let me help you with all this.
No, we insist. Get out to our camper and clean up. We've got enough in the water tank for a shower.
And while you're at it, we've got room for you and your daughter to bunk with us for the night. Who needs to spend money on some hotel when you've got family right here?
Family?
Sure. We adopted Quinn, and now that you've gotten a piece of her, that makes you family. Isn't that right, Mary Beth?
Nothing you can do about it. We'll take it.
Just never ask me to do that again.
When you're rested, we'll all sit down and talk about those new memories of yours.
Okay. What time is it? We were going to get an early start.
I've decided I'm not in a hurry anymore. We'll get there.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Here's some extra money for the cleanup, Mr. Manager.
Thanks. What am I gonna say happened?
A freak storm. They can happen anywhere.
But we pick up and we keep going.
We do, don't we? We've made an awfully big mess.
It's a wonder anyone's ever happy to see us.
Well, it's because we clean up after ourselves, and all that's left behind are thrilling memories.
Well, that must be it. You're still the wise one in our little brood.
And you're still the eye candy.
I'll take it. To work, then. Jamie, better put on a fresh pot. It won't zap you anymore.
I'm on it.
Do we owe you anything for the refill?
Ladies, the sign outside says bottomless coffee, and we keep our promises at the Rolling Donut.
I love this place as soon as I saw that sign.
I'd hate to see what we'd do to a place we don't love.
Fresh pot coming. Raise your hands if you want it hot.
Hit me, sweetheart. Dead Winds at the Rolling Donut is a presentation of Earbud Theater, created by Casey Wolf and produced by Casey Wolf, Nicholas Thurkettle, and Craig Good. It was written and directed by Nicholas Thurkettle and performed by, in order of appearance, Victoria Yvonne Martinez as Jamie, Quincy Surasmith as Rocky, Jared Rivett as Louis the Trucker, Nicholas Thurkettle as Jeremiah the Trucker and Buffalo Joe, Beau Foxworth as Daniel, Tisha Custodio as Hazel, Jill Carey Martin as Mary Beth, Christine Cummings as Penelope, and Tracy Clifton as Quinn. The recording was engineered by Nicholas Thurkettle and members of the cast. Sound effects, editing, and mixing were by Craig Good. Original artwork for this episode was by Kevin Necessary. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, as well as visit our library of over 50 unique award-winning audio dramas of sci-fi, horror, and fantasy at earbudtheater.com or wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening to Earbud Theater, and remember, the government is too smart to test their secret spaceships anywhere you can get a picture of them. That's why they test them in your dreams. Good night now. Don't forget to leave a tip for Jamie.
Dead Winds at the Rolling Donut. A reminder that even in ordinary things can be extraordinary. It depends on how you look at them. And now here's something that we should all look at again. I played it a couple of years ago, but it's somehow appropriate again. It's 2000X reminding us that if we want to have a great place to live, we all have a part to play. This is The Survey.
The scene, the front porch of a modest small town house. The time, beyond the year 2000.
Ma'am.
Hmm?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Oh, my. Is it Halloween already? I'm totally unprepared. Oh, gee, let me go in and see what kind of goodies I can rustle up in the kitchen.
No, ma'am, please don't bother. I'm not a kid in a costume. I'm a real alien from outer space. And I'm taking a survey.
Alien?
Would you mind answering a few questions for me?
A survey? Well, gee, no, I'd be delighted. Come on in now.
No,
come on,
okay,
in the house.
Ma'am. We can do it right here on your front porch.
Really? Oh. But let me make you a little tea or offer you a piece of homemade pie.
Oh, no,
don't
something. Bother. Thanks. But you stay right. Don't bother yourself. You don't have to get up. We space aliens don't indulge.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. But you're sure now? It's awfully good pie.
Sure,
just made
sure,
it this
thanks.
Morning. All right. Well, then, you wouldn't mind if I just keep knitting here while we're talking?
Oh, go right ahead. This won't take long.
Oh, well, then. Now, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Well, let's see now. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Me?
Your core belief system and how you implement that system.
Oh, Nelly. Gee.
Speak right here up into this erpetuffle here.
Like this? Is this all right?
You don't have to shout. It'll pick up fine, but you're just fine now.
Oh, all right.
Just go right ahead and...
I just talk in my normal voice.
Right then.
All right.
Start with your name.
Oh, sure. This is exciting. My name is Fanny Billingsgate. I'm 87 years old, last month. I am a widow. And I've lived in Springfield, here, right in this town, all my life. I have 4 children, all living, thank the Lord, 8 grandchildren, and 2 lovely great-grandchildren, one on the way. My late husband, God love him, Roger, and I also adopted and raised a total of 42 orphans, many of whom still correspond with me. Social Security doesn't provide enough for me to continue that, but I do volunteer at the Red Cross, over at the library, and, the VA hospital, too. Can't forget that one. You see, I believe that God put us on this earth to help one another. That's what I believe. Whether it's white, black, yellow, or brown. Or green. We are all God's children. That's what I believe. Made in His image and deserving of care and compassion. God always provided for Roger and me, and we have always shared His bounty and tried in our small way to make the world a better place to live. Let's see what else. Well, as I still keep up with current events. I vote every election without fail, rain or shine. I write my congressman regularly, and I participate in community activities as much as I can, of course. Oh, naturally, I go to church every Sunday. I support the Symphony and Art Museum. I give to the United Way, belong to the Neighborhood Watch, I buy Christmas seals. I love to read. Oh, I read voraciously, even though my eyes aren't what they used to be. I love to work out over at the center twice a week. Maintain a vegetarian diet. Of course, I never drink nor smoke. I am an organ donor. I subscribe to Consumers Reports, support my local public radio station, brush and floss after every meal.
Thank you. I think that's all I need.
Oh, well, could you tell me what is this survey for?
Oh, well, we space aliens monitor the human race periodically.
You do?
Oh, yes. With your advancing technology, you will soon be joining the universal community of intelligent life. So we come now and then to check out if you are worthy. Because we wouldn't want humanity's taste for war and strife to spread.
No,
you know how it
no,
is.
We wouldn't want that.
No. But so long as we are able to find good folk like you on this planet,
yeah,
we refrain from destroying it.
Oh, my word.
So, Mrs. Billingsgate?
Yes.
Congratulations.
What?
You have saved your species from extermination.
Oh, that's nice.
Good day now, ma'am.
Drive carefully. Toodaloo. He's gone.
Birthday, people. That's a wrap. We've saved the Earth. We can go home now.
Where the heck is my cell phone? I gotta call my agent. Gee whiz.
Good work, Mary.
You have just heard Janet Carroll and Ira Burton in The Survey by Yuri Rasovsky.
Well, I think we're running out of space here. We heard Dead Winds at the Rolling Donut from the Earbud Theater. And boy, I'd really like to go have a cup of hot chocolate at the Rolling Donut sometime. Sounds like a great place to visit. And be visited. And we heard The Survey by Yuri Rasovsky from 2000X. And you heard it all here on Sound Effects, a radio playground. Modern audio theater on the radio. I'm your host, Jerry Stearns. I hope you'll join us again one day, probably next week, next Sunday night at 9:30. You can always write to us at soundeffects@greatnorthernaudio.com. That's sound effects, it's all one word and lowercase. Stay tuned now because Abby's Room for One is opening the doors and letting in the crowd now. Join us again next week for more modern audio theater and comedy on Sound Effects, a radio playground, here on Fresh Air Radio.
Hi there, I'm Eve from Corazon Latino. Don't you feel like you just need to go to the country sometime? Well, you can join me this coming Sunday when we get down with the good old stuff on KFAI's Wave Project from 10 to 11 in the morning for my annual country hour. From Kitty Wells to Tom Jones, you can sing along to the heartache and the high times of country music classics with me. See you then, back at the ranch, up at the bar, in apartment number 9, or wherever your heart takes you. And if that isn't enough, tune in to KFAI's FA Channel 2 on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. for Gone Country. That's every Sunday.
Support for KFAI comes from the Parkway Theater and Lounge, presenting Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet, Tuesday, March 10th. For over 50 years, Michael Doucet and Beau Soleil have been mainstays on the Cajun music scene. With a distinctive sound distilled from New Orleans jazz, blues, rock, folk, country, swamp pop, and zydeco, Beau Soleil brings Cajun spice to every song. More information about Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet at the Parkway is available at theparkwaytheater.com.
In recognition of the freedom of speech protections on the First Amendment and the FCC's relaxed policy on late night and overnight language, this KFAI program may include song lyrics that some listeners might find objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
Sometimes you get what you need.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, where you can catch this train wreck for the next 2 weeks. It's archived. This is Abby's Room for One Radio. You're at the end of your week, or the beginning of the next one, or somewhere in the middle, because our work weeks never end. But rock, well, that never dies. Here's some stuff. She hasn't got a heart, she
hasn't got a soul. Say that she is not the other one. But I'm a little evil boy.